Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The power alone doesn't do the job. It's got to be mixed with faith. Faith gives action to the power. I should say it like this. An act of faith gives action to the power. Faith comes by hearing, but that's not the end, that's the beginning. Then that faith that has come through hearing and hearing must be released through an act of faith. Not just doing something, not just doing anything, but doing what he said to do. And the moment the act of faith is initiated, the power of God begins to manifest that exact moment. When did healing power happen in the person's body? When they stepped in. It wasn't up to God that they step in. It's up to them. Interesting things, don't you think? Go with me to Joshua the 3rd chapter, please. Joshua 3. Joshua and Caleb had to tolerate wandering in the wilderness because all of their fellow spies that went into the land and all of those hundreds of thousands of people were so full of fear and unbelief that all they'd do is sit and cry in their tents and accuse and talk about Moses and Aaron behind their backs and saying, "You brought us out here to kill us. We told you, leave us alone. You brought us out here to kill us." They even said God brought them out there to kill them because he didn't like them. Now, where'd they get that idea? Wonder where that came from. Total lie. And after that whole generation had died and perished in the wilderness, and the only ones of the old bunch left was Joshua and Caleb. In their 80s. And yet sustained by the power of God. Caleb said, "I'm this day, this 80 whatever years old." He said, "I'm as good a man to go out to war as I was 40 years ago." He said, "I'm ready." Well, you know he's ready. After 40 years waiting to get, you know he's ready. He said, "Give me that mountain. That's my mountain over there. I'm going to take it." So God can sustain you. But was it God's choice that they be delayed 4 decades? No. That wasn't God's choice. That wasn't God's perfect timing. The Bible said the works were finished from the foundation of the world. It was unbelief that delayed a manifestation of God's power to bring victory for 4 decades. Only when a group rose up that would not only say they believed in God, but when he said move, would move. Then we begin to see miracle after miracle after miracle, the walls of Jericho falling down. Come on, can you see this? And you begin to see them win battles and take land and win battles. And what the previous generation said was impossible and could not be done, they saw it come to pass. God was ready to do it 40 years ago. But they weren't ready to move. I don't want the Lord waiting on me. How about you? I don't want him waiting on me. And I don't want me to be deceived thinking I'm waiting on him. Joshua 3, all that we just got through describing, began with this. Joshua 3:13. They got to the river. And it was in the time of the year when it had been a lot of rain. And this thing was flooded. And you could say impassable. But their promised land is on the other side of that thing. And they know it's time to move and get moving. Everybody's tired of waiting. Fed up with waiting for 40 years? Amen. You kidding? And hallelujah, the Lord told them what to do. Yes. Tell me, how do you have a miracle? How do you have a miracle? Yes. Number one, you got to hear from Him. Yes. That's how faith comes. Yes. But if you stop right there, you're not going to see a miracle. Mm-hmm. What's number two? Do what He said. What did He say? The Lord told him, He said, it's going to come to pass. As soon as the soles of the feet of the priest that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of Jordan, the waters of Jordan are going to be cut off from the waters that come down from above and will stand upon a heap. Now that is supernatural. This giant, this river is flooded. It's all over its banks and it's rushing down through there. And all at once, it's going to stop just like a giant hand blocked it. And it's just going to build up like there's a dam there. And the water that's there is just going to run on down. And you got a place to cross. When's it going to happen? As soon as God gets ready. What does Scripture say? As soon as God decides to set this thing off. When's it going to happen? As soon as their footsies. Get wet.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
As soon as their feet get in that water. Verse 14. It came to pass when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan and the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people. And what happened? As they bear the Ark and they were come to Jordan, the feet of the priest that bear the Ark were what? Dipped in the brim. Mm-hmm. I mean, when they made contact, the moment their feet made contact, their feet dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overflows all his banks all the time of harvest. So this thing is big. It's out of the banks. It's rushing down through there. That the waters which came down from above stood and rose up upon a heap very far from the city Adam that's beside Zaratan, and those that came down toward the sea of the plain, the salt sea, failed, were cut off, and the people passed over right against Jericho. The Lord made a way?
Yes, He did.
Well, there was not a way.
That's right.
Is that right?
Yes.
People shout about believing He can do it, but that's not all there is to it. When did the power manifest? When? 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 Is it a coincidence?
No.
No. When they moved, when the people of Israel moved, when God said, quit crying to me and move, and they moved, the Red Sea split. When that angel stirred that water, and the first person made the move of faith and contacted that water, power. It didn't make any difference what was wrong with them. How incurable or how far advanced it was.
Amen.
Friends, we need a mind renewal about that stuff there.
Right.
It doesn't make any difference what's wrong with you.
That's right.
To God, it makes not one bit of difference. Doesn't matter. I mean, if half your body is destroyed and consumed and nobody could even imagine what to do for you, easy for God. Easy, easy, easy. He made the body. He made everything down here.
Amen.
His power can recreate it. That's not the issue. But contacting the power takes a step of faith, a move of faith. Can you say, I believe it?
I believe it.
Read on down in the fourth chapter, very next chapter, 15th verse. 15, the Lord spake to Joshua saying, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. This whole time. Now get the picture, get the picture. These guys got their ceremonial clothes on. They got the Ark of the Covenant, which is the most precious thing they have.
Yes.
How many understand? You wade off into a rushing river.
Mm-hmm.
Reckon the thought ever crossed your mind, we could lose this Ark.
Yes. Yes.
And not just the Ark, whoever's with it. Right?
Right.
But what do you got to do? Sound the horns. Everybody. Forward. Where are we going? It's roaring. The water's just roaring coming down through there. What are you going to do? We're going. Where are you going? The Lord said, go.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
And they just walked right up into there, just like they're going to walk right across it. And the moment their feet hit the water.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody say, when their feet hit the water. When their feet hit the water. When their feet hit the water. God didn't just decide out of the blue, okay, I'm going to do something now.
Amen.
No, that's not how it works. When their feet touched the water,
yes,
the power of God manifested.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it lasted long enough for hundreds of thousands of people and all their stuff and all their livestock to get across. And they're all standing there in the middle of what was a raging river with the Ark of the Covenant. And come on, can you picture that? This water just getting higher and higher and higher and higher because it's backing up. It's backing up. And of course, it's rushing and it's supernatural. I wonder what kind of feelings and thoughts you'd have it standing there. He said, command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony that they come up out of Jordan. Keep reading. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, come up out of the Jordan. How you get a miracle? Got to hear from him. Verse 18. And it came to pass, when the priest that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priest's feet were lifted up onto the dry land. When did it happen? When their feet touched the dry land. When did it happen? Not some indiscriminate time. Exactly when they moved in response to what the Lord told them and their feet touched the other side, hallelujah, that the waters of the Jordan returned to their place and flowed over all. I mean, it just came gushing out and it filled the riverbed up and it overflowed the banks and went everywhere just like it was those hours, I guess, before. Hallelujah. Amazing. Miraculous, wonderful, glorious power of God. Do you believe it, saints?
Yes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.